This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk 4th of July and how it might affect your pets in just a moment with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas. But first, amusement parks are saying please keep your hands and selfie sticks inside the ride. A Disneyland roller coaster had to be stopped when a rider pulled out a selfie stick. Riders on California Screamin' began tweeting that they were stopped at the top before the drop because someone pulled out a selfie stick. Guests are supposed to store all their belongings while the ride is in progress. Selfie sticks were banned by the amusement park back in May. Officials say the ride resumed within a few minutes. There's a showdown between two of the biggest stars in the pop world. The NFL wants either Taylor Swift or Britney Spears to star in the 2016 Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL is apparently in talks with Swift, but sources say they also reached out to Britney Spears to star in the halftime show during its 50th championship game. They're looking to finalize whomever will be performing by October. The world's ugliest dog contest was held in Petaluma, California this week. The top prize went to 10-year-old Quasimodo, a mutt with spinal birth defects that left her slightly hunchbacked. The pit bull Dutch Shepherd mix and her owner took home a whopping $1,500 prize, beating out 25 other dogs for the title. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate here, and she's a weekly guest with all kinds of informative stuff to tell us. Anne-Marie, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be back, Mike.
Well, happy 4th of July this weekend, but you have some impact on pets that you want to make people aware of when it comes to Independence Day.
Yeah, absolutely. We all love what the 4th of July stands for, and we love celebrating with our family, fireworks, barbecues, parties. It's a great time of year for people. Not so much for some of the pets in our lives who at this time of year becomes a very fearful and frantic time for them. You know, they don't understand the whole celebration, that they just hear the loud noise of the fireworks, and for some pets, it's just terror. You know, I have a little Shih Tzu mix, Phoebe, and she at this time of year is just frantic for the entire week because people get fireworks early and start blowing them off a little early, and, you know, it becomes a time of terror for her, and I spend lots of my time with her trying to keep her calm, and I want to instill on people that this can be a very, very terrible time of year for your pets, and a lot of pets actually go missing and run away. It's the highest rate of runaways for pets at this time of year between July 4th and July 6th because of the fireworks and the, you know, how scared pets are.
So they literally run away from the noise?
Oh, absolutely. They don't understand it, so they're just trying to escape. So if you're, say you're with your dog on a leash, they might break free. You're not paying attention. If they're tied in the yard, they might break free or jump over a fence or run out the front door if you're not paying attention. So you really have to be on alert that this is going on. And, you know, some pets it doesn't bother at all. Some pets could care less, but others, and that includes dogs, cats, horses, and even birds like parakeets and, you know, pet birds that people have in their house, all of these animals go missing at a greater rate during this time of year. There's actually a 30% rise in lost pets during July 4th to July 6th. And only 14% of those lost pets are returned to their owners. And then 30 to 60% of those pets that have disappeared end up in shelters and euthanized because they don't have proper identification on them. So it really becomes a horrible time for animal control, your local shelters, and for your pets if you aren't prepared for this time of year.
My son's dog always gets nervous during thunderstorms. I have to actually give him a pill to calm him down because he gets so nervous. My question would be, is that an indicator that the same pet is going to have trouble with fireworks?
That's an excellent point. Absolutely. Because my little dog, Phoebe, thunderstorms are a time of terror for her as well. So I actually bought her one of those thunder shirts. I said, they advertise them on TV, and it's a shirt that you wrap around. You sort of swaddle your dog in this shirt, and they come in a variety of sizes. And if I anticipate that a storm is coming, I put that on her, and it actually really calms her down. It tightens around their body and keeps them secure and safe. It might work if you have a crate. Your dog might feel safe in a crate. So during those thunderstorms or fireworks like this time of year, you know, you want to keep your dog safe. So you want to do everything you can to keep them calm. So whatever that might be, you really just need to anticipate that and do it before. Not during, because during it's too late. They're already hyped up. They're already anxious. They're already frantic. You have to anticipate. You know, we always watch the weather here. And if there's any inkling that there's a storm or this time of year, I start preparing my dog now. I'll put her thunder shirt on if the neighbors are blowing off fireworks early. We always stay home with our pets during this time of year. It's really not a good time for us this time of year because, you know, we have so many pets that we're always concerned about their safety.
What about people that actually use the firecrackers or the explosives against the animals specifically?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I dealt with that a lot being an animal cop in New York City. There's a great degree of cruelty during this time of year with, you know, evil people. And I call them evil because anybody who can harm an animal is evil in my view. Take a firework or whatever, an M80 or whatever it is, and attach it to a dog or a cat or a small animal. It could be even a frog or a toad or whatever, and use it to hurt the animal or think it's funny. Anyone who thinks it's funny to harm an animal with a firework is just sick and needs to be out of our society as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, that element does exist. So you really want to keep your pets inside during this time, your dogs, your cats. And if you know, if you're away from the house, how can you protect your animals if they're in your yard and you're not there? You really need to keep them safe and, you know, keep the windows closed, keep soothing music on. Do everything that you can to make sure that your pets are safe and that they're not terrified during this time of year. And the cruelty aspect, you really should always be paying attention to your pets and where they are and keep them safe and never leave them unattended outside any time of year. They should never be left unattended outside if you're not home. Too many things can happen to them.
I'm thinking of a crazy idea, but what about little pet headphones that puts the soothing music and blocks out the fireworks?
I'm sure someone has, or if not, will invent that, because that's, you know, it really is the sound for them that they just, you know, they're so sensitive. Dogs, cats, their hearing and their senses are so much more sensitive to everything than ours. We don't even realize how sensitive they are. So for them, you know, we really need to make all of those adjustments. I know our dogs, we always keep the TV on and or music on when we leave the house. Because if a big truck comes down the driveway, if the oil guy's delivering, I mean, whatever it may be, we want our dogs to feel secure and safe. And, you know, you really have to act accordingly. You can't be running around the house if your dog is frantic during this time of year and you know, worrying and saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You really have to keep calm yourself because your dog takes cues off of you. So if you're frantic because they're frantic, it just adds to the confusion and the franticness of your household. So calm, cool, and collected is the way to be around pets that are nervous during this time of year.
And what do they do when they're nervous? Do they go hide in the corner? They go under the bed? What do they do?
Yeah, they might do that. They might pant. They might pace. They might whimper and cry. They might bark. They might howl. All dogs act differently. Cats may hide under the bed, try and get into a safe place where they feel safe. Cats like to hide anyway. So horses, you know, if they're in a herd, they hear a bomb or, M80 or whatever go off, they might take off running. So you really have to be careful. Birds will fly away. So if you have a bird that's, you know, that you allow out in your house or outside even on a perch, they'll just take off and fly away. It's a natural instinct for animals to run and to hide and to get to safety. So that's what they're going to do.
All right. So you're looking forward to like July 5th.
Absolutely. This is a horrible time of year for me. And I always hated it when I was an animal cop because, you know, I always knew something horrible was going to happen to an animal. And that just didn't sit right with me and still doesn't. I still get very anxious during this time of year. So trying to keep me calm, trying to keep my animals calm is a whole situation for us here.
Well, I never realized the statistics on how many animals run away during the July 4th weekend if it turns out that they're close to where fireworks are being exploded. So
yeah, you know, and a lot of people like to bring their pets with them to the parties and celebrations and to fireworks demonstrations. Please don't do that. Please don't take your pets with you to the fireworks. Keep them home. Keep them safe. They don't need to be there. They don't understand it anyway. Pets feel much more secure and happy at home where all the smells are, their surroundings that they know. They don't need to be with you at all the parties. They really don't. Keep them home. Keep them cool. It's going to be a hot 4th of July for most of us, so they're better off in your house. And that's, you know, that's utmost importance is, you know, you don't want your pet breaking free and running away. That's a horrible feeling, not only for you, but for your pet as well, because you might never get them back.
All right, and your pet tip actually refers to that. There's a pet Amber Alert. I didn't even realize this existed.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was doing some research, and there's actually a website. It's called petamberalert.com. And this is a website that you can go on for lots of information. I got a lot of my statistics from this website. You can post if your pet does go missing. They actually have a GPS tracking tag, identification system that they set up for you where you can track your pet. And this is a great way to keep them, you know, within your purview where, you know, if they do run away, you can get them back. They just have a lot of great information. And it's a pet detective, actually, who set up this website because he saw the need for people to have a place to go in order to talk about lost pets, what to do, how to keep your pets safe, and also keep everybody alert to the fact that pets do go missing during this time of year.
All right, terrific. And you're going to tweet this out at @AnneMarie_Lucas?
Yes.
As always, we love your information, and it's very important for this weekend. We thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy 4th, everyone.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.